worst fear is confirmed. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The search for a California family of four kidnapped at gunpoint Monday has ended tragically.
Found the four people from the kidnapping, and they are, in fact, deceased.
That's Merced County, California Sheriff Vern Warnke, who says the 8-month-old baby girl, her parents, and an uncle were found by a farm worker in a remote orchard. The sheriff calling it horribly senseless and saying, quote, it sucks on many levels. The suspect, who tried to take his own life Tuesday, is now talking with law enforcement. A federal appeals court in New Orleans has ruled the DACA program, which shields people brought to the country illegally as children, was instituted illegally by then-President Obama. The court did not end the program that serves about 600,000 people, but ordered a federal court in Texas to review changes in the program that have been ordered by the Biden administration. President Biden and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis setting aside politics Wednesday to talk about the state's hurricane recovery.
We've worked hand in glove, and he's been on things relating to dealing with this crisis. We've been completely lockstep. There's been no difference.
The governor thanked the president for federal assistance.
We got a major disaster declaration approved by the president, and we really appreciated that. And that basically set off the massive mobilization that we had ready to be able to respond to this storm.
The president toured some of the more heavily damaged areas by air. The administration preparing for more gas price hikes with the word that foreign oil production is being cut.
The unwelcome surprise announcement by OPEC, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, that they would cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day. The White House criticized the move. The administration says President Biden will release another 10 million barrels from the strategic reserve next month. Republicans say the president's policies have made the U.S. dependent on foreign oil.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, America.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is listening. Settlement is reported between actor Alec Baldwin and the widower of the cinematographer who was killed in a shooting in a movie set last year.
While this shouldn't have an impact on the ongoing criminal investigation, the widower of Hutchins released a statement saying they've settled and the civil case will be dismissed. Now, in that statement, Matthew Hutchins said in part, "I have no interest in engaging in recriminations or attribution of blame to the producers or Mr. Baldwin. All of us believe Helena's death was a terrible accident." Now, the terms of the agreement regarding the actual money involved, that part is confidential. But Matthew Hutchins confirmed he will now become the executive producer of Rust. That's the Western his wife was filming when she was shot and killed on set.
Fox's Jeff Paul. North Korea has launched two more ballistic missiles splashing off its east coast. Debate over what the UN should do split in the Security Council, with Russia and China claiming the U.S. has provoked the launches by conducting joint military exercises with South Korea. Former chief security officer for Uber has been convicted of trying to cover up a 2016 data breach in which hackers accessed tens of millions of customer records. A lawsuit has been filed over a pilot completely out of uniform in flight.
A Southwest Airlines pilot is suing the company, her union, and a former colleague who pleaded guilty last year to deadbolting the cockpit door during a flight and then stripping down stark naked right in front of her. Christine Janning claims Southwest retaliated by grounding her after she reported Michael Hawk to the company and the FBI. She says Southwest kept him employed despite an alleged history of sexual misconduct. She also says the Southwest Airline Pilots Association conspired with the airline and refused to support her. Janning is suing Hawk for sexual assault. Hawk's lawyer says he only disrobed after she encouraged him to do so. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.